The Urban League's Entrepreneur Center hosts 8-week classes for new business owners. At the end of the class, the participants compete for money. Students win if they give the best business presentations. I went there to see who won, and I found out about a free financial workshop coming up March 25th. Here's my report from the Springboard class. Anthony Brown told the class he hates doing laundry.
I'd much rather be playing my Xbox.
Brown had an idea. He's a young entrepreneur, and he thought, what if he started a service for people like himself, people who don't have time for washing clothes? He calls it Rainey's Laundry Service.
With Rainey's, you can take back your weekend.
He comes to people's houses, picks up their dirty clothes, washes them and dries them, then drops them back off. Or at least that's what he's going to do. His business is just getting started. He recently took the 8-week Springboard class at the Urban League.
The one thing that I took from this, I think, is really formulating the whole business plan and putting it all together.
On the class's final night, Brown stood up and revealed that plan. He had it all worked out very meticulously.
Overhead costs are on $342 a month.
The judges were impressed. They gave Brown the first place award.
Best business plan goes to Anthony Brown.
And a $250 check.
That's the biggest check I've ever gotten.
Brown's business partner, Renace Iglis, is another student in the class. Iglis has her own startup, a human resources consulting company that she's getting off the ground. She says she learned a lot in 8 weeks.
I've learned every single aspect that needs to be done before you open your doors. I have a full business plan, top to bottom, already done.
Why do you need a business plan?
You need a business plan, number one, for investors. When you walk into the door of an investor, that's what they're going to want to see. Where's your business plan?
Nicole Burney is the program director at the Urban League Entrepreneurship Center. Besides business plans, she teaches her students about marketing and financing.
They learn just the logistics of where they need to go to get their business license. I bring in specialties from insurance agents to marketing reps to attorneys to financial institutions to talk with them about funding. So it's really that one-stop shop, that one location where they can go through this 8-week program and learn everything they need to really get their business pushed and programmed and pushed out there.
Additionally, the center hosts seminars and workshops. Bernie says they're basically a one-stop shop for entrepreneurs.
If you're looking to open up a business, if you are in a business and you need to learn how to grow that business, we have the resources. If we don't have those resources, I will personally go out and find those resources for you.
On March 25th, they'll have a workshop that's free and open to the public. Anyone who's interested can attend this workshop. It's called Where's the Money? It's going to give aspiring entrepreneurs a chance to meet with lenders.
We are bringing in a panel of alternative lending institutions that will actually give the resources out to the community as to if they're looking for funding, what they can do to apply for funding.
The workshop is free, but people who are interested should pre-register with Nicole Burney. You can call her at 423-756-1762. That's 423-756-1762. 1762. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.